Nolte, CNN death spiral continues with double-digit Q2 ratings collapse. By John Nolte on July 3, 2019. The far-left fake news outlet CNN came in 15th place in primetime during the previous quarter and lost nearly 20% of its already pathetic viewership. Let's go straight to the numbers. During the second quarter of this year, here's how the average viewing audience stacked up. Primetime. Fox, 2.4 million. MSNBC, 1.67 million. Knoll, 761,000. Total day. Fox, 1.32 million. MSNBC, 900,000. Knoll, 541,000. Viewership drops compared to this same quarter last year. Primetime. Fox, minus 2%. MSNBC, minus 4%. Knoll, minus 18%. Total day. Fox, minus 6%. MSNBC, minus 3%. Knoll, minus 18%. Obviously, what the above numbers prove is that Knoll is not the victim of a downturn in the overall news cycle but rather a victim of its own horribleness, of suicide by fake news and hate. In all of cable TV during primetime, Fox was number 1, MSNBC number 2, and Knoll was number 15. In the all-important, for advertiser rates, 25 to 54 age demo during primetime hours, Fox averaged 373,000 viewers, MSNBC 252,000, and Knoll just 188,000. Compared to this same quarter last year, in the age demo, Fox is down 21% and MSNBC 27%. But Knoll again managed to humiliate itself with an incredible 37% crash of young primetime viewers. With only two other cable news outlets as competition, not a single Knoll program ranked in the top 20. CNN's best showing was the faltering Cuomo primetime, which hit number 25. Cuomo could not even average a million viewers last quarter, 936K, but he's the golden Frito compared to Jake Tapper's ratings, which have sunk to 699K. Don Lemon was only able to attract 833K viewers. Anderson Cooper grabbed 892K. There's a reason why more Democrats tune into MSNBC and probably even Fox News. CNN is an unreliable and dishonest hate network obsessed with working out its psychosis against Trump and his supporters by going so far as to condone and encourage violence against them. For all of MSNBC's flaws, its anchors are nowhere near as dangerous or unstable. Sure, there's a vocal contingency in the Democrat Party every bit as crazy and dangerous as CNN. But most rank-and-file Democrats are our friends and neighbors. Are good people repulsed by the UN American stench emanating from Knoll? On the left and right, this is an overwhelmingly decent country made up of decent people, CNN is not. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.